Hey, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Pastor Tamara about this topic. God really put it on my heart, so we're going to start a little mini-series on social media. Amen? Who likes social media? Hey, social media is a huge blessing, but it could also be a huge curse. Amen? Traps of social media. Everybody say traps of social media. Everybody say frenemy. Tell the person next to you, I hope you're not my frenemy. We only have friends in this church. No frenemies. Amen. Not the Bible. The Bible don't say that. But keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Because that's one of the presidents. Yeah, you just want to make sure people that are always talking, you want to make sure that you keep them close, not as a friend, but, you know, because they'll stab you. You got to make sure you're always on the defense with these people, amen? Frenemy, say, you better not be my frenemy. I forgot what it was to sit in traffic for like an hour and a half. Oh, it sucks really bad. So you work 10, 11 hours, and then you sit in traffic for another hour and a half? It's terrible. But, hey, praise God, I have a job, you know. I got spoiled for the last year and a half, but I'm back to where I used to be. And I work Monday through Thursday, weekends off. And I started in really early, so I have no traffic going in, but traffic going back is really bad. But we made it on time, which is good, amen. Let's pray before we start. Father, we thank you for this word that we're going to learn tonight. We thank you that we could apply this word to our lives Your Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. Father, I pray that Holy Spirit speaks to people tonight. And Lord, that we're not just hearers, but we're doers of the word. We just thank you for this series, Lord, for the blessing that's going to be to our youth group. And we're going to see just an increase, Lord, in our spirits as they spend more time with you and less time with the worldly stuff. And we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A good friend of mine, Joel. Everybody give it up for Joel. He came over on Tuesday, on Monday. And he helped me install some toilets. We had a great time. And it's fun to work like with your friends. Honestly, it wasn't that hard. It wasn't hard, but just having like a moral like support there is cool. Cause I was so tired from work, and I had to be up at 4 a.m. And he came through, and he helped me out. We painted some stuff, and we finished up a unit that we had to turn around. And man, that's a friend right there. You know, when you call on a friend, not because friends don't use each other, but they help each other. Amen. Anywho, that was just a little side note. Just grateful for his life and for the blessing that he is. Point number one. Everybody say point number one.
Point number one.
Everybody say coveting. Coveting. What does coveting mean? To wish or long for something. See, so this is a trap that social media will present to young people. Not just young people, but to adults. Amen. Let me explain myself. If you're not careful, you will begin to seek validation and self-worth based on how people respond to your posts on social media. So what does this mean? Whenever you post something, you're like, how many people viewed my story? How many likes did I get? How many shares? Like the other day, some saint of God posted on Instagram, on our Sozo Youth one. You guys saw the pictures of the leaders or whatever? And it said, like, say something good about a leader. So Shayla was on there, and, you know, I could have been going on there and be like, see how many likes I have on my picture? How many likes are on Shayla's picture? How many likes are on Joel's picture? And then I would have been like, if I let the enemy work with my mind, I'd be like, man, Shayla's got like 100 likes, and I only have 15 likes. And I could walk in a fence because of that. People do that all the time. Or people commented really nice stuff on Joel, and in mine, they just put, oh, he sings really nice. Like, that's it? That's all you think about me? Come on, guys. I'm not trying to tell you guys this to, so you guys feel pity for me. Like, I don't want, like, all of a sudden, like, 30 comments. But honestly, like, to me, it doesn't matter to me. Because my worth doesn't come from your comments. I know that sounds really harsh, but my worth comes from what God says about me.
Yes.
Not what people say. Even, you know what? Even like, if my wife said, man, you look hot in that picture, man, to me, that's validation. That's all that matters. But see, people will, man, people, I've heard that people have these apps that track the activity that your accounts are having. Like, who unfollowed you, who followed you, who liked you, who's viewing your stuff. Seriously, like, I have even no time to look at my feed sometimes. You get me? But if you have that app, then this message is totally for you. You know? And seriously, people get offended. Like, I unfollowed a ton of people, not because I didn't like them, but just because I wanted to control what was coming through my feed. You know? And people got really offended. People started sending me, like, nasty DMs. If you don't know what a DM is, it's a direct message. Hey, I know some stuff, right? Yeah, I'm hip with the kids. I don't know if I want to be hip with the kids, though, you know? I just want to be me. I'm just kidding. Hey, but listen, look at what this says right here. So I wish I had more friends. Oh, I wish I had more views. I wish I had more comments. I wish I had more likes. This is for all social media, whatever, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. People have this. This coveting. Look at, let's go to Ephesians 5:5. Look at what the word says. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor what? Covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Any of these people, I mean, it's an idolater is anybody who puts anything before God. If you're putting your social media before God, this is not what I'm saying. Oh, you're being judgy. No, I'm not. I'm not going to judge you. The word is going to judge us. Amen. Look at what 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 7 says. Moreover, brethren, I do not want to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. Check this out. All were baptized into Moses. Let's talk about the Israelites. Go to verse 3. All ate the same spiritual food all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. Everybody say, well, it was not well pleased. For their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples. Everybody say our examples. To the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Social media could be a thing that people lust after. Lust for attention. Lust for things that the world has. Amen? And do not become idolaters as were some of them. Everybody say some of them. Some. Say not me. Amen. That's a good scripture. Go to 1 Timothy 6, 9, and 10. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. See, sometimes you look at people's feed or stories and be like, man, I want what they have. I want what they have. Look at what they have. Oh, I want that. And into many, everybody say many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness. These are people who were faithful to God and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. It's a good scripture. Don't be moved by what you see online, amen? I'm going to go through this kind of fast because I have a lot of more points. So number two, venting. Everybody say venting. This is a good one right here. It's not a venti ice mocha. It is venting when you're like, when you're tempted to vent, complain, or talk about someone else, On social media, pray to God to bring the peace of the Holy Spirit that surpasses all understanding. Listen, a lot of people use their social media, like on their little stories, they look all sad, and they put like pictures of like, they just act all sad, you know what I mean? Or Facebook, to talk about the church, to talk about people. That's not good. I've had buddies who sent me like screenshots of other people's conversations, and were like, man, let's pray for this brother right now. And I'm like, why? Let's call him and tell him to delete that post. You know? Sometimes praying without works. You could pray for anybody, but call them and say, hey, man, what you posted was no good. Take it off. People are going to, like, make fun of you for that. People are going to laugh. I mean, and it's not we're not trying to bully people, but say, hey, you're better than that, brother. Man, you got the Holy Spirit in you. You're an example to the church, too. You're representing. I've seen people post stuff from other churches. I don't even want to go to that church to visit because all those people are complainers. Let's not be that representation of Hope Community and Sozo, amen? If you want to vent to a leader. Ultimately, you have to vent to God. We all have to vent to God. But, hey, we have to keep each other accountable. Look at Proverbs 28:11. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. Hold on, I think I gave you the wrong scripture, brother. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. I don't know why I put that there. I think I put the wrong one. It's all right. Matthew 12:36. The word of God is all good, amen. I'm sorry, bro. It's 12:36. Matthew. Matthew 12:36. If you have your Bibles, go with me there. Amen. Tell the person next to you, don't be my friend of me. All right, Matthew 12:36. I'm going to read it to you guys. You guys ready? But I say to you that every idle word, everybody say every idle word. Men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Every single word. And you're like, well, I'm not saying it. Hey, if you're posting it, you're saying it. Amen. A picture, if you're posting it, you're saying it. If you're posting an unrighteous picture on social media, that's you're saying what you feel, or you're saying how you really feel. Amen? Hey, don't post what you don't mean. Amen? Hey, number three, comparison. Comparison. This is a big trapper here. I didn't say this, but I heard it from someone else. Don't compare yourself, or don't compare your reality to someone's highlight reel. Don't compare your reality to someone's highlight reel. Listen, guys, we've talked about this before, living an unfiltered life. Remember that? We had a camp about this, unfiltered. Pictures that are posted and they're filtered, it's not a real thing. Amen? If we only look on what other people post about their family, their career, their marriage, or relationship, things, like material things, you can get the impression that their life is perfect. Right? Whose life is perfect here? But realize that people generally only post their highlights and not their lowlights. People aren't going to post like, man, I'm broke. I got no money. They're not going to post pictures of their bank accounts. -$20. Not this church, amen, right? We walk in blessings. They don't post pictures when they're having issues with their spouse or with their boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't post pictures of when they're not walking, they don't post their lowlights. They don't. So don't get caught up, man, I wish I had what they had. I wish I had their boyfriend. I wish I had, well, not their boyfriend, but a boyfriend. Hey, things that I've heard, I wish my husband loved me like her husband loves her. Why don't we always look that happy? As a single, or man, married people say, man, I wish I was single. Single people say, man, I wish I was married. I wish I had a better car like him or her. See, listen, if you're not careful, the enemy will start to play with your mind and tell you that your life stinks. Your life stinks. Look at their lives. Just because you don't have what you think they have. Just because you don't have what you think they have. Your perspective of their lives because of a feed. Amen? Let's go to some scripture. 2 Corinthians 10, 12 through 18. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. Hey, I'm the best. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, look, that's good. They measure themselves by themselves. They don't measure, they're not being measured by others or by God. They're being measured by themselves. And comparing themselves among themselves. How many know people hang out with their kind of people sometimes? Good-looking people like hanging out with good-looking people because that's how they roll. Tall people don't like. I mean, just listen. Paul hangs out with everybody. That's why he's righteous, brother. Yeah, brother. I'm talking about unrighteous people. So, and comparing themselves among themselves. Look it, they're not wise, guys. Keep going. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us. Yeah. That's good, huh? That's good. A sphere which especially includes you. Everybody say me. For we are not overextending ourselves. I can't stand people that overextend themselves. I mean, I love them in the love of God. But man, their feed, they're like lying to people of how they're really living. They're overextending themselves. Yeah? As though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of the things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere. To preach the gospel, everybody say to preach the gospel. In the regions beyond you. Hey, social media is a region beyond us. For real. People could imagine Jesus had like his own YouTube channel when he was around. Man, he would have saved the whole world in like a day. Just with some like miracles. Imagine that. That's crazy, huh? And not to boast in another's man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. This is a good scripture right here. I read this today and I was blown away. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world. Amen. Don't be conformed to is coming through your feed. Sometimes even celebrities. Who follows celebrities online? I ain't trying to judge you. I follow some athletes. Just because they post all this fancy stuff, guys, doesn't mean anything. Just because they glorify things and girls and boats and this party life, it doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, they still have to come home and they're going to have to answer to God, just like you and me. I had my old pastor where I grew up used to say, they clean their butt just like you and I clean their butt. It's nothing better. They're not better than you or I. Deep, huh? Yeah, you're probably right. She said they probably pay somebody to clean their butt. Hey, that's cool. Spend your money, man. I'll save mine. All right, I'm almost done. Hey, number four, time trap. Everybody say time trap. Hey, this is a good one because I walked into it and I said hi to a couple people. I'm not going to say who. But I walked in all happy trying to say hi to people, and like all four people were on their phone. I'm like, hello, and they're like, hello, God bless you. I was like, all right, cool. I guess your phone's more important. You know? But see what that shows to people that are brand new at the church? You know, they walk in and you're on your phone. Who cares? Man, these brand new souls that are walking in are way more important than this feed.
Amen.
You know? And listen, I'm not trying to, I've done it before. I'm not preaching just to you, I'm preaching to me too. This is a good check for us, amen? Time trap. Everybody say time trap. Hey, in the end, social media, if you're not using it to glorify God, it's a waste of time. Marketingcharts.com did a poll which shows that the average American spends 3.5 hours a day on social media. I just put, what about the Bible? I don't know. CNN.com did a study and says that teens, how many teens do we have in the house? How many tweens do we have in the house? What's a tween? 12. 10, 12, yeah. Hey, listen. Some teens check their social media over 100 times a day. Spend 9 hours a day on average. That's like CNN. Hey, 100, you check your phone 100 times a day? That's crazy. I mean, who checks their phone a lot during the day? I do. Who called me? Who texts me? Hey, who cares? Have you ever gone to the mountains with no phone? Have you ever been to a camp, a great, awesome, anointed camp with no phone? How did you feel? Great. Freedom. Free. Free. Hey, listen, you could experience that same freedom here.
Yeah.
Amen. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. You got to help me with this big word, bro. I have an accent. Circumspectly. See that you don't walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Hey, we live in some pretty evil days. Amen? Scary evil days, yeah? And look at Psalms 90:12. So teach us to remember our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This should be our prayer every day. Lord, teach me how to number my days. What does that mean? Make the most out of my day. Make the most out of my day that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Man, young people, not these young people, but young people, man, their hearts aren't full of wisdom. They're real savvy with computers, and they know how to, like, I remember when I was growing up, we had a MySpace and this other thing called Xanga, like this, it's like a blog thing. And these kids would have these, like, freaky codes to, like, change the colors of your page. You guys remember that? Bedazzle it out, I guess, you know? And people spent time like writing codes for this. How to put the flying stars and different colors, and come on. If they invested that much time like in the word and man, we'd have like some crazy Paul the Apostles walking around. You know? Point number 5. This is a crazy one right here. Secrecy. Everybody say secrecy. 20% of all divorces are the result of an online relationship. Facebookcheating.com. That's where I got that one from. That's where the stat comes from. I know you go, I ain't married, but you will be married one day. And they're probably going to have crazier programs than Facebook. So be careful. Over 41% of people who got caught cheating said that their actions online led them to being caught. It's another quote from facebookcheating.com. Hey, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:22 to flee from youthful lust, amen, but pursue righteousness. Faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. This is how easy it starts, guys. And if you've been around, you know, it starts with a friend request. Yeah, girl's cute, so I'm going to request her as a friend. Or a guy, guy's cute, friend request. Then it's like the light convo, right? Hey, what's up? Haven't seen you in a long time. You know, that girl you went to high school with all of a sudden just got beautiful. You know? You're like, wow. Or that boy, you know, just got real buff and got a really good job. And hey, what's up? How you been? Hey, after the light convo, listen, this is how the devil works with a little bit. And then he starts pulling, right? Then the flirting, the liking the pictures. And then you guys are all grown up. Then the dirty talk starts happening. Come on, can we talk about some real stuff here in church? Then the emotional affair starts. I'm falling for you. You're better than my girl. You're better than my guy. I wish my guy treated me like this. It's crazy, huh? And then guess what happens after? The physical affairs happen. But guess what the end of all of that is? Destruction. Destruction. Amen? Point number 6. I'm almost done. 2 more. Distraction. Everybody say distraction. Hey, have you ever been out with someone and they're just on their phone the whole time? You're trying to have dinner and they're just on the phone the whole time? Hey, well, hold on. I'm just checking the daughter's score. I do it sometimes. I was just sitting at my dinner table the other day with my wife, and then I was asking her something, and she was texting my mom back, and then she said something to me, but then I got on my phone, and then I was like, huh? And she's like, you don't even know what I said, huh? Huh, Chanel? I was like, or something like that. I mean, I've done it before. You didn't even hear me, huh? Yeah, I did. Well, what'd I say? And then I try to, like, go back, because I know I heard her, but I didn't listen to her, you know? And then I get caught up. I'm using my life as an example. Don't do that. Sometimes, yeah, hey, life is busy. I have sometimes 100 things going through my mind. I can't just concentrate on one thing sometimes. I'm thinking of like 20 different things. But listen, this distraction thing. And the thing is, it creeps into our churches. And instead of listening to the sermon, you're checking your feed. You know, it's annoying, guys. If you don't like people doing it to you, then don't do it to them. The golden rule, right? It's good. I learned the golden rule from a very young age, and I don't apply it sometimes, but let's start applying it. What am I saying? Sorry, but my social media is more important than you. That's what you're telling people. What are you telling people? Man, my social media is a lot more important than you, than our conversation. And people have these fantasy, like, conversations with their social media. When we're like, we have real people that we could interact with, you know? Let's look at Luke 10, 38 through 42. This is a good story. Now, it happened as they went that Jesus entered to a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary. Everybody say Mary. So, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted. She was on her phone. If she was on her phone, just, you know, checking her social media, cleaning the house, how to get stains out of my stainless steel fridge. You need Sheila Shine, right? Sheila Shine. She's like, what clean shower enclosures? Real good, you know? How, Megan? Where's Megan? Oh, she's right here. How to clean shower enclosures good, you know? And she approached Jesus and said, oh, hold on. Go back. Sorry. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Listen, guys, let's not be distracted with this thing. Amen? Let's sit at Jesus' feet. Let's hang out with friends. Let's have conversations like people used to have conversations. Man, I'm even, let's talk about writing letters back to the friends. You know what I mean? I don't know. How awesome would it be, like, I just write Pastor Tamron Drew a letter. Just send it, you know? Get your butt up and walk to the post office, you know? That's, no, but I'm lazy. I'm a Uber over there. No, just walk. That's how they did it back in the day. Imagine that, Shayla, receive a letter from Stephen from Canada with a little Canadian stamp, you know? That's cool. People used to do that. I still lived in those days. I had friends who sent me letters. Maybe we'll bring it back. Let's try it. You know? Send me a letter, bro. Send me an address. I live on Rolling Greens, bro. Hey, Psalm 119:15. Are you guys learning something? Yes. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. Hey, this is an awesome scripture. Instead of meditating on Facebook and social media, meditate on God's word. Amen. Instead of contemplating on what picture you're going to post next, just worry about what God's posting. You know what I mean? That's good. Hey, this last one is my favorite one. Co-signing trap. The co-signing trap. And I'm going to explain to you guys. This is the idea that everything we like, share, and support is no longer a reflection of just yourself, but a reflection of the church and Christianity as a whole. So if I want to buy a new car and I don't have good credit, then Pastor Tamara comes with me. She co-signs with me. And now we're both going into this thing together, this loan together. So anything that you like online, other people get to see that you like something. That you're co-signing with this thing. It could be a good thing or a worldly thing. So now people associate, if Shayla liked this picture of this, say, unchristian artist, or Isaac liked this picture of this girl that's semi-naked, are you guys following me? Then, he's a worship leader, she's a youth leader. So if they did it, that means that they're in agreement with it. And it's okay. So now I'm going to do it. And when my parents question me, I'm going to tell them, well, Isaac, the worship leader, and Shayla, the youth leader, they liked it. They're Christian. They go to church. So whatever they like, I mean, they're pretty constant. They're pretty obedient. They know the word pretty well. So now guess what? We just throw God under the bus because of something that we co-signed with. Does that make sense? Co-signing is not a easy thing. It's not something to take lightly. Your credit goes down if that person doesn't pay their payment. They'll come and find you if that person doesn't pay. So anything that we like, share, or view, and people can see, man, it could either up your value as a Christian or it could devalue your credit score as a Christian. Amen? Does that make sense, guys? So if we like something that clearly has a worldly message and is not consistent with the Word of God, of what the Word of God teaches us, we are saying that we are putting our stamp of approval on whatever we like, shared, or supported, and it can make a lot of people stumble. This is a crazy one right here. If you can't control yourself, don't follow anybody. If you want to like whatever you like, listen, you do whatever you want. Life and death I set before you. God says choose life. But listen, if you're going to do all that stuff, don't bring a bunch of other people down with you. The Bible says that if you're going to make somebody sin, man, it's better to tie some rocks to your legs and throw yourself to the deepest ocean. That's crazy, huh? Listen, we represent Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. We're not ambassadors of Instagram. We're not ambassadors of Facebook. We're not ambassadors of what's the other one? Snapchat. We're ambassadors of Christ. What does that mean? We're not of this world. An ambassador is somebody who comes from a different country to another country, right? Yes. And they represent their country. We're ambassadors of heaven. We're here just temporarily. We have to represent God. We're representing Jesus. Yeah. As though God were pleading through us. Yeah. That's crazy. Let your social media reflect as if God is really speaking through you. What would God's feet look like? What would Jesus' feet look like? We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Look at 1 John 2:15-17. I'm sorry. James 4:4, brother. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? I'm not talking to you guys here. But listen, friendship, whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world, makes himself an enemy of God. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Are you liking stuff that's making you an enemy with God? Are you posting stuff that's making you an enemy with God? Listen, if you post stuff that's biblical, people will unfollow you because people don't want anything to do with righteousness sometimes. Let's have that test this week. Let's post something like crazy radical that represents Jesus and see how many people unfollow you. Amen? I'm almost done. 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those three things can be found on social media, guys. Yes or no? Yes. Is not of the Father, but is of the world. Listen, social media could be our friend. Man, look at my Instagram. I'll be posting pictures of my family, posting pictures of the church, some scriptures. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I've posted all great things. But I act when I post them. Pastor Tamara's my friend. I'm not scared of what she's going to see. You know, maybe that's a good start. Friend request her. That'll check you. Because why? Oh, well, Pastor Tamara, I don't want to disrespect her. That's good. That's a form of accountability. You know? And trust me, girls, keep each other on check. Boys, keep each other on check. If you see something that was a little provocative, you guys know what a DM is, right? Direct message, right? Hey, sis, I think that picture was a little provocative. Should take it off. It's up to them to take it off, you know? Or you could just screenshot it and then edit it too and like, put some more clothes on them and then be like, hey, I think this is a better picture. Yeah, put the shirt emoji. Yeah, that's a good one, bro. 2 Timothy 3:2-5, and then we're done with this. For men and women, everybody say men and women, will be lovers of themselves. You guys know the lovers of themselves on social media, right? I don't even know why they go like this too. Like they like is this gonna make it go like? Oh yeah, maybe yeah. Lovers of money. You see people posting like money, cars, boats, right? Boasters. You guys know some boasters? I know some boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Man, I unfollow all those right there. People that talk about the church and about Jesus and about God and they mock God, unfollow them. Disobedient to parents. Ooh, we don't have any of those here, right? Tell the person next to you, you better not be no disobedient to your parent. Hey, anybody know some unthankful people? Unthankful, unholy. When I read these scriptures sometimes, I'm like, man, it's hard. This is hard. But you know what? His burden is not heavy. We make it heavy, you know? Unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders, without self-control. Everybody say brutal. Despisers of good. Traitors. Everybody say traitors.
Traitors.
Headstrong. Haughty. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness. See, I go to church sometimes. I praise the Lord. I lift my hands up. I sing. I say hi. I say God bless you. I carry my Bible. I have it on my phone too. Different versions. Hey, form of godliness. So I had a Pastor Tamer, Pastor Drew. They're cool with me. I'm just trying to remember all the things that I've heard. Forms of godliness. But denying its power. From such people, turn away. I'm not saying it. God is saying it. Put it in some social media words. From such people, unfollow them. Block them. From such people, delete. It's pretty good, huh? Listen, social media is a blessing. It is a blessing. But it could be all these seven traps. Don't co-sign for nobody. Amen. Don't be distracted by anyone. Don't be doing no secrecy stuff. Is it going to be hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard. But we could do all things through Christ. Amen. Amen. Tell the person next to you, you could do this. Hey, listen, I don't know all the details. I don't know all the details, but if you're with me, Unless, like, I mean, this is for whoever wants to receive this. If you could take your phone out, you have permission to take your phone out right now. If God spoke to you tonight, and I'm not trying to manipulate in any way. But whoever wants to say, you know what, I want to fast from social media for, say, 30 days. I've taken it off my phone, I promise. You guys can look through my phone. I have no social media right now. You will not see me post anything for the next month. And instead of posting stuff and checking your feed every morning or every night, let's replace that with reading the Bible. Maybe you could download the Bible app and delete the Instagram app. I'm not saying to delete your account. I'm just saying just delete the application from your phone. After you follow Sozo, yeah. After you follow Sozo and Pastor Tamara.
And subscribe to our YouTube.
Listen, if you want to make that commitment, I was praying about it on the way here. God was saying, hey, some people really need a break from social media and spend time with me. I'm just being obedient to what God is saying. If this is not for you, it's not for you. But if the shoe fits, put it on, wear it, and run with it. Amen? So I'm just going to say a quick prayer. And if God is speaking to you, as soon as we say amen, just on your own time or right now, just make that little app shake, exit out. If you have an Android, I don't know what it does. Father, I thank you for tonight's word. I thank you for this series that we're starting on social media. I thank you that you're speaking to us. I thank you that man, I just hear God saying that there's going to be a lot of breakthrough. If some of you are, if you're obedient, man, there's going to be breakthrough. And God will show you things in these next coming weeks that you wouldn't have seen because of your distraction. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's speaking. I just thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for the people that are going to be obedient and respond to this call, Lord. I thank you that you show them just increments of blessings in the next weeks, Lord, as you start to speak to them through your word and through them coming to church. I thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.